This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Miss Molly, it's Monday again, 24th of July. I'm Doug Steffen along with Victoria. I was going to say Kara. Well, why don't put Kara first, Victoria? What do you say?
I'm fine with that.
Kara Schillen at the controls, helping us escape from reality in the Big Apple. No, you're in the Big Apple. Victoria's the Big Apple.
Yeah,
Kara is in the Big Wash. It's the Big Wash, where Jennifer actually will be later on. Today, Jennifer is doing a couple of broadcasts from the White House. This week, I wasn't invited. Victoria wasn't invited. We don't have the right stripes. That's
I guess not.
Excuse me. I've been there before. It's not a big thing. Going to the White House at 4 o'clock in the morning when it's dark and looking at a... the funniest thing that happened to me when one of the times I went was I sat next to an empty broadcast booth with a picture of G. Gordon Liddy. He had been invited and then disinvited because he was a felon, and felons can't get on the grounds of the White House. So it was. We spent a lot of time actually talking about it. It was a lot of fun. So there we are. Jennifer is set for that. Become rich and famous. Now let's get to some people in the news for this Monday. O.J. Simpson. Hey, have you heard? He's being paroled. Woo-hoo! He's been moved to a special housing area in the jail or the prison or the correctional center, whatever it is, in order to protect him from inmates who are looking to harm him in order to make a name for themselves. Can you imagine people that are that warped? And there are.
There are
people who are that warped. Let's see if we can take a shiv and rearrange his liver or whatever it is that they think they can do. That's kind of, those people are not, they're not even human. Anyway, so he was moved out of general population into what is concerned, well, covered in a confined housing sort of thing. It's kind of like a country club. It's just, okay, they're over here in the special, for all practical purposes, he's out now. Except he's not out, but for, you know, and everybody, the psychology of this is that he's been moved. He had, there was no specific threat. He wasn't under watch because somebody says, we're going to get you. But they have, some of these people that are lifers have nothing to lose.
Mm.
And so if they hurt him or killed him or something, that would raise their own profile again. That kind of a warped mind.
Yeah. Obviously, it's happened a lot,
yes.
or else this wouldn't be.
Right.
I wonder if they do that for everyone who gets parole. Because you could imagine, if you're just a regular person, and you're not famous, and you get paroled, and you're friends with guys who have no chance of parole, would instantly make a lot of jealousy, and perhaps maybe that's where this all stems from. And the fact that O.J. is O.J., then it's an even heightened risk.
Well, in this circumstance, it seems to me that he's had special treatment all along. So what's it now? He's
you think
get
so,
more
really?
The guys, the guards love him. There's a club of O.J. lovers.
Well, he's the head of the softball league.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Which I didn't even know existed in prison.
Special protection may keep him away from being the commissioner of the prison softball league.
I think that's hilarious. Yeah. He looks like he's been coaching, not playing, because he looks a little chunky in his parole hearing.
Yeah. All right, who knows who Scott Blumstein is? He's from your home state of New Jersey, Victoria.
I do not know that name, though.
Won the World Series of Poker.
Oh, boy.
The championship held in this past weekend in Vegas. defeating Daniel Ott to win $8 million. Who knew there was that kind of dough in poker? At least in that sense. So what I'm trying to figure out is whether he won the money. Was that the pot? Or did he win?
You know what? Actually, now that you say this, over the weekend, we were out and about at restaurants and bars and stuff with friends, and there was a poker match that was on TV wherever we went, and Lewis said something to one of our friends about an $8.5 million hand. Yeah. So that must be what it is. He must have won the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
This guy's only 25 years old.
Yeah, everybody's pretty young.
The second banana, Mr. Ott, won $4.7 million. They'd never played at the main event before this year. Do you play cards? Either
no.
of you? No card playing.
I've played blackjack once or twice at a casino, but that's it.
Yeah, I've played for fun with my family. You know, at the
what
beach
do you play?
On a picnic.
Go fish?
Yeah, some go fish, some slapjack. I don't know. There are lots of different games, but I can't remember the names of them. They're all the same.
I don't know how to play poker.
I don't either.
Yeah, I've played once or twice, but I don't know if I played well.
Poker, I hardly knew her.
Oh, my.
All right, okay. All right, so, John Hurd, the actor, has passed away at the age of 72. You're saying, John Hurd, why do I know that name? You would know him instantly if you saw. He sort of had a baby face.
Hmm.
And a lot of people confused him with a British actor that had a similar name. But he's best known for playing the father in the Home Alone series. He played Peter McAllister, and that's how a lot of people... But you would recognize him instantly. He was in all kinds of movies, one of those character actors. He was in the movie Big with Tom Hanks. He was in Beaches, The Pelican Brief, and most recently he's had a role in Sharknado, which is where a lot of people probably Kara's age would find...
And from Home Alone. He's an iconic dad role.
He was in CSI Miami, Law and Order. Pretty much every single series that is a drama, he's had a role in one way or another. He also was a guest on The Sopranos, number of episodes... He was married to Margot Kidder. Well, he married three times. But
which is interesting. I never knew that.
Right. Well, he was one of these people you didn't know a lot about. He just knew it was him when you saw him. He said he could never shake his Home Alone character. I don't know why you'd want to. That was a kind of a... is that valuable, that role? Was it valuable?
It's certainly transcended, generations. So,
right.
I don't know why he wouldn't want that role to be something that was memorable.
Yeah. You said he looked bloated the last time you saw him.
Yeah. Lewis and I watched the last Sharknado. He had a guest appearance in it. Well, we've seen all the Sharknados. They're all terrible, but they're fun. And he looked incredibly bloated. Not just like he had gained weight, but he looked like there was something
drugs.
Else
something
going on.
Sickness and he taking drugs and
Right.
Yeah, that happens a lot under those circumstances. Well, it's too bad. Moment for John Hurd passing away. Next on the people list, Ben Affleck. And the rumors he's leaving Batman. This is from Comic-Con this past weekend. There's nothing like Comic-Con. I feel like I've been there, but I haven't, because you just look at the attendance, and you look at the video, and you see things. By the way, I'm going to post, speaking of that, some I'm going to send to you, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
this is an aside from the Ben Affleck thing. Excuse me for a minute. This weekend on the farm, we had an event that... brought in a lot of people to see a basic reenactment of the Civil War. And there were horses, and there were tents, and there were guns and cannons and stuff. We had 1,400 people on the farm yesterday.
Wow.
And so I had I videoed from my tractor seat some of the scenes, and I thought, silly me, that you could take the bits and pieces. I took 6 seconds here, 14 seconds there, a little here. And I thought, okay, we'll just put them all together. So we were talking about it last night. I don't think that any of it, maybe if I send it to somebody, we can get the pieces put together. But anyway, I'll send, we'll post a couple of those at DJV, facebook.com/DJV show. Kind of fun. So, meanwhile, back to Ben Affleck in Comic-Con. He said, quote, "Let me be very clear. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. Batman is the coolest part of the universe. I'm so thrilled to be doing it. It's amazing." So the Hollywood Reporter, though, has been saying that they're looking for somebody younger, because he's 45, to play Batman, and how, you know, they get Affleck out of the role.
I think he's the oldest Batman at this point, right? Wasn't Michael Keaton younger than 45 when he did it?
Yeah. Michael Keaton, by the way, another name in the news, is we were watching, went to the movies to see The Big Sick.
Oh, we had friends who saw that this weekend. They liked it.
Yeah, it's a real story. It's a true story. I didn't know that much about it. Meredith said, I said I wanted to see it. I don't remember saying that I wanted to see it, but we went to see it, and there were a few places in which we both took a little bit of a nap, but the story itself is a really good story, and it's nicely done. The kids that are playing in those major roles nobody ever saw before, some of the people that were in the movie you've seen, but it was a low-budget kind of movie. But yet, it was nicely done. It was a good story. And the reason I brought it up is because one of the trailers focuses on every single one of the trailers said the same thing about, I don't want to see any of them. Until, you know, there was some, I don't know, there were a couple of them that came up. But the number of actors who are so much younger now, it's pretty obvious those people who are going to the movies to see all this, you know, basic blood and thunder are Kara's age. I mean, I guess, or maybe even younger than that. Kara, how often do you go to the movies, and what do you like to see?
I went to the movies a few weeks ago to see Baby Driver, which was an action movie, but so I like seeing those, and I think a lot of people see them, but it was also funny, and it had a really, really good soundtrack, which I think that's something people are also interested in. But besides that, when was the last time I went? Guardians of the Galaxy before that, so I guess I go maybe once every couple months.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so expensive. I mean, it's $15-$16 if you want to go at night. And if you're going out with friends, then you might get dinner or something beforehand. So by the time you're done, it's like $40. So it's not something cheap. Like, people used to just go and take their families as something cheap to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's something that people do all that often.
But you can blow $100 if you go. Yeah.
Oh, in Manhattan, it's $40 just for two tickets to the movies.
Ooh.
So that doesn't include dinner and anything else.
So the reason I brought it up is because Michael Keaton is in a new movie, and he plays a really bad guy. It's not like him to be a bad guy, but in this trailer, I forget the name of the movie, it's coming out later this year, he's a really bad guy. And most of the things he's played have been really good roles, provocative roles, or roles like that.
I love him as an actor. I think he's really very talented.
Great. Yep. 20 past the hour, the DJV Experience.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 3 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, 3 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
It's time to turn up your summer with great deals from America's and Canada's Best Value Inns, Country Hearth, Guest House, and Red Lion Hotels. Book now through September 4th to save up to 30% at participating hotels. We've got you covered with over 1,100 locations in North America. And join Hello Rewards for special rates, personalized member perks, and earn free nights. Remember, America's Best Value Inn. Book your hotel stay today and turn up your savings.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This may sound facetious, but there's a Motown sound, there's a Sound of Philadelphia sound when it comes to really smooth soul music. And this guy you're listening to is somebody you may not remember. This song I remember well from my days as a jock then, but I couldn't remember the name of it. We were just talking about it. This is a fellow that was a very, very important producer for the Motown sound. His name was Bobby Taylor. So crank this up for a second, Carol. Didn't it sound? I grew up on Motown, so maybe it feels differently for me. When I listen to this, it just sounds like, and this is not a bad thing, like so much other music that came out of Motown. That happy sound that you tap your, you can't get away from it. It just sounds, it's that good. Listen to the lyric line. If you love her, don't let her go. Bobby Taylor, who sang with a lot of backup groups, had a couple of hits like this one on his own, but was most well known for producing the Jackson 5 music from the late 60s, died over the weekend in a hospital in Hong Kong. Yeah, he put this together. Crank this up. Patti LaBelle, one of his quote-unquote clients. And he just kind of had it. That feel that you know that people have. Barry Gordy had it as well, and so did the Jackson's father didn't have it. All he wanted was the money. But yeah, the rest of the kids had it, sort of. Michael certainly did. He was basically credited for discovering Diana Ross. He brought Diana Ross to Barry Gordy. He and Barry Gordy were very good friends. I think they grew up together, as a matter of fact. I don't remember, but and the group that he sang with were the Vancouvers. They opened for the Jackson 5.
No, the other way around.
Oh, the other way around.
Yeah, from what I was reading. Yeah, they were like, who are these kids?
Yeah.
He actually discovered the Jacksons, even though they've given credit to Diana Ross, but it was really Bobby Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Wow. They found so many different people.
Yeah.
He said, I saw this kid spinning and stuff and said, dang, send him upstairs when he finishes. I want to talk to this kid. But see, hear this? This is so... he grew up around Marvin Gaye when they were both youngsters. Mother sang with Marian Anderson, the great opera singer. Her best friend had been Billie Holiday. So this guy knew Miles Davis, Nat King Cole. That's the atmosphere in which he grew up.
It's amazing. Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, he had a whole bunch of songs, hits that weren't big like the Jackson 5 hits, but things called I'm Your Man, Melinda. He had throat cancer. Like all these guys that came through this period, they were big smokers. And you wonder sometimes how they sang and smoked, but they certainly did. He has 12 children.
Wow.
There you go. That's the very... That's very Detroitish. I know that sounds racist, but it isn't. I think one of the distractions of being popular or, you know, you had ease moving around, everybody wanted to be with guys like this. They did. So he worked with the Funk Brothers band, the Smokey Robinson. He worked with everybody. God love the guy. Some great music came from Bobby Taylor, who's passed away. 28 past the hour here.
Compassion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a beautiful story of a great being who once reached the gates of pure peace, the gates to a place where suffering does not and cannot exist. And as the gates opened and this incredible being was welcome to enter, she hesitated. In fact, she outright stopped. This unspeakably compassionate being turned and faced all other life. She looked at the countless life forms who still had to endure suffering. And right then and there, in that moment, she took a vow that she would not walk through those gates until every living being could do so as well. We often look to alleviate our own suffering, and that's certainly understandable. But think about how transformative it can be for any of us, or all of us, or I guess more importantly for you, to spend your effort trying to help alleviate the suffering of others. For more on developing your own compassion, visit drchristianconti.com.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford summer sales event. It's always a good Now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's amazing.
It's wonderful. It's superb. It's fabulous. This is the DJV Experience. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jen is, I think, either did she go to Washington yesterday? She's there now.
Yeah, I followed her on social media over the weekend as she arrived in D.C. So she's there this morning, tomorrow morning, and I think Wednesday morning.
Wasn't there one day that she was going over to the studio with you, Kara? I thought there was some days she was...
Yeah, I think she's going to be here today. She might be here sometime later in the week, but she's going to come over, and then we are going to get dinner. Or we're going to get lunch afterwards. Excuse me, not dinner.
Wow.
It'll be a drunk lunch, though.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Rich wants to go to a wine and cheese bar, so we'll see how that goes.
Right.
Fun. I'm jealous. We should be there, too.
Well, how long does it take you to drive down from New York?
Washington's 3 hours. Take a good 3-hour ride. Take the train. It's less than that. You can get down on the fast train quicker than that. Speaking of things that have operators for them, I read the payroll records for Santa Monica. Don't ask me why I was nosing. I've had a home in Santa Monica living in Santa Monica in the wintertime for about 15, 16 years. It's a fabulous place. The atmosphere is great. It is among, however, the craziest places in the world politically. And it is also one of the most expensive places in the world to live. So I'm thinking to myself, why is it that things are so expensive here? So if you look, this is something for all of you to do. I know you can say, oh, my God, this is like watching paint dry. No, it's not. It's probably very eye-opening if you get a hold of it. I'm going to do the same thing for Framingham to see what people are being paid that work for the city. So in the case of Santa Monica, the kind of abuses that the public gets a taste of at the hands of their officials, there is not one person, not one person on the payroll for Santa Monica who makes less than $100,000 a year. Can you imagine?
Nice city work if you can get it.
Bus drivers make $162,000 a year with benefits. Bus drivers. They have their own bus operation in Santa Monica. They own about 100 buses. The big blue bus. If you go to Los Angeles, you see them all over the place. What the hell Santa Monica had? Do they just wanted to have their own bus system? So this is why you can't house and feed the homeless, in a manner of speaking, or in the sense of having health care for everybody. The governments around our country have lost touch with what is reasonable compensation. I know firefighters in some communities make $200,000 a year with overtime. In the city of New York, you would find, Victoria, people making that kind of dough. And they get huge raises after September 11th.
And you know what? With the number of fires in New York City, I would absolutely give them every penny of that and even more. Yeah. I think that that's a job that I would never mess with. Every time I see a fire engine going by in the city, those guys they put their lives on the line. That, to me, is absolutely worth it. That is not comparable to a bus driver in Santa Monica.
I was going to ask, too, what's the public transportation even like in Santa Monica? Is it good? Because I always think of public transportation in Southern California in L.A. is, like, not even really existent or not that great?
That's a...
Buses.
The
buses
bus system,
okay.
They have hundreds. The city of Los Angeles County has a metro system. There are hundreds and hundreds of buses. They have a huge system. If you go up and down Wilshire Boulevard or Santa Monica Boulevard and you see the buses, there's one after the other. There isn't probably a 2-3 minute space between one system and the next, and they run duplicate facilities. And the buses are well patronized. But it's so damn slow. It's basically people who don't have cars and have no other way of getting around. That's who takes the bus. The trains are new. I took Miles on a train. Didn't we have some pictures? I think we did a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Miles
yeah.
and I and Megan took a ride on the train, which is well run. They spent $1 billion. To run the train on the old, back in the 20s and 30s before World War II, they had a train system, trolley system, that went out to Santa Monica from the city. And there are places, they go to Culver City and a lot of places that are on the lower end of the hill. And when I say talk about the other side of the hill, there's Burbank and Chatsworth, and that's the area where Jennifer lives and works. And then there's the other side of the hill where I am. It's on the water side, the west side. And they've now spent billions of dollars extending on the old train beds the new trains. And they're well used. It's good because there's, so much traffic in Los Angeles. And the buses add to that, supposedly keeping people off of their cars. But the only people who use the buses are the people who can't really afford cars. Mostly Hispanic ridership, that kind of stuff. But the trains are a different story. It's an upscale train, and I'm not suggesting that, it is what it is. The people who are working in service in Santa Monica and other areas out in that area, that part of town, are taking the bus. That's how they get around. The point that I'm making here, looking at some of these salaries, I'm not sure whether I agree or disagree with you about how much the firefighters make. I just want to put things into perspective. Because it's hard now to find doctors. For a long time, doctors were making what's considered, quote-unquote, good money. But you look at the people that are working in public sector, they're making $200,000, $300,000 a year with overtime and extra duty and stuff. And there are doctors who are not making that kind of money anymore. And they have to pay malpractice premiums. They've invested a lot more years of education than bus drivers. And it's this obscenely high tax rate for places like Santa Monica. And frankly, real estate and sales taxes are regressive taxes. especially, I think the tax structure, we have a real problem with tax structure, period, in our country. But the insanity here, and you extrapolate all this stuff to state and local governments. If Jennifer were here, she could tell you about the fellow that was running that community of Bell. Remember a couple of years ago, the mayor or city manager or whatever it is got indicted. He was making $800,000 a year.
As the mayor?
As the mayor slash, he wasn't the mayor, I think he was the city manager, but it was one of the two things. And it happens more often in California, but you can look around at some of the big cities, and you see the infrastructure failing, the road, the potholes, everybody's always talking about potholes and roads all around California, it's everywhere, never mind just California. But it's this kind of stuff that isn't getting serviced because these people are making so much money and it's out of whack with what the private sector pays. And that's why there's a move afoot in lots of areas, whether it's the federal government, the state government, local governments, to privatize services because people can't pay for it anymore. The tax system, the taxation is in our town of Framingham, the school system is going to break the town because we have created a nightmare here. We have probably the best special ed program in the state, so people are moving in here right and left. There's one child that costs the town $300,000 a year to service. Whatever her malady is, it's something that these people didn't grow up here, but they found out what good services Framingham has, so they moved here. They live actually in New Hampshire, but they bought a house so they could claim Framingham residency so their daughter could get the services, and it cost the town $300,000 a year. So, and I'm not, I don't, you don't hear from me that we ought not to take care of these people, but the other side of it is there's something that just doesn't feel right. Do you know what I mean? It just
right.
doesn't sound good. It doesn't feel good. It isn't good. When people that work in the public sector make $200,000, $300,000 a year, it just isn't right. And those of you who work in the public, we have a lot of policemen. I think you could find tons of policemen in our town making $100,000 easy. I find it I'm uncomfortable with it. So, reaction as you will. You can follow the program and what we say by your comments on Twitter, at DJV Show, at On Air Victoria, at Kara Schillen, or at C. Schillen, actually, at Doug Steffen. Here's something you're going to be talking about. You and your family are probably gearing up for back to school, right, as we speak. There's one more thing to make your weekends better, a new laundry room. Courtesy of the folks at Speed Queen, you can enter a contest that starts today, a sweepstakes, at lovinmylaundry.com. Just enter into the search bar, lovinmylaundry, and you'll see how you can win the chance to upgrade your laundry room with the ultimate home laundry system, including a brand new Speed Queen washer-dryer combo, laundry goodies, and a lot more. Laundry. Right, look at these pictures. You see these pictures?
Yeah, these are great.
50 lucky winners listening to this program. You'll be loving your laundry more than ever. You can enter for your chance to win right now if you want. There'll be two grand prize winners. Get a brand new Speed Queen system, front-loading washer and dryer combo. You'll also get a $200 Amazon gift card. Let's see, the first 10 prize winners are going to get a laundry gift basket packed with laundry goodies and a $200 Amazon gift card. 40 runner-up winners get a $50 Amazon gift card, perfect for stocking your laundry room with all the basics. So, enter to win at lovinmylaundry.com, right? And you know, it's
good
Speed
luck. it's a great prize. It's free
Speed,
to enter.
Well, Speed Queen has been known for a long time as a great appliance. This washer-dryer is a great combination. So, Loving My Laundry gift cards. Get you started with lots of things at lovinmylaundry.com. I think that's the easiest way to do it, right? Do I have...
Mm-hmm.
Right? Isn't that it?
Lovin' yep, and if you just want to hear more or see more of the information, we've got it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV Show.
45 past the hour on the DJV Show.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
When you need it, spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Attack of the Angry Mosquito Relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
A new survey shares some interesting facts on women's pregnancy and something that might be lurking under your nose, literally. OBGYN Dr. Rebecca Brightman discusses new findings about the importance of oral health and gives some key tips for women to stay healthy during pregnancy.
Nearly a quarter of women experience a change in their oral health during pregnancy, and they've noticed that there's a decline. And about 70% of women actually experience symptoms of gingivitis. And what's really interesting is that only 56% of women in this survey actually report seeing a dental care professional during the course of their pregnancies. And you may think, why is this important? Gum disease and oral health is very important in pregnancy because if left neglected, gingivitis can result in periodontal disease, and there is a link, some studies suggest, between periodontal disease and preterm labor and low birth weight infants.
For more information about brushing for two, go to Crest.com or OralB.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Let's talk about some of the things going on in the farm over the weekend. This is the DJV show. One of the things going on that got a lot of attention here in Boston, not only here locally but around the country, was the moving of the Constitution, the USS Constitution, which has been restored over the past couple of years. This ship is 220 years old.
It's amazing.
Really?
It's so beautiful to see, too.
It's a great tourist spot. You can go to the Charlestown Navy Yard when you're touring Boston, and you can see the ship that was launched in 1797, all made of wood, obviously. It was constructed by the first, this is the beginning of the military-industrial complex that you hear me talking about so often. 1797 was built. There were six frigates authorized by the Naval Act, and it was designed by a shipbuilder in Boston. It was constructed at Hart's Shipyard in Boston, and it was rebuilt there. Georgie the Wash was the one who named it the Constitution. This is a big ship for that era. It took three different tries on three different days to get it off the ramps and into the water. It was the first ship in the U.S. Navy. Provided protection for the merchant marine shipping during the War of Independence. It also saw service in the First Barbary War. It has been all around this part of the world.
And didn't it become famous during the War of 1812?
Yep. Old Ironsides, it was called then, because they put iron, 25-inch oak planks, but then they put iron on the side of it so that it wouldn't be hit by, the ordnance from the other ships and sink. 10 before the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time, powered in this instance by Champion Generators. There are a lot of pretenders, some contenders. There's only one Champion Generator. These people have worked to build generators of all sizes, the little ones, medium-sized ones, the huge ones that power malls. When the power goes out, go to championpowerequipment.com. That's what I've done. I have a Champion Generator on my farm. They're way cool. And I don't have to worry anymore about anything. Power goes out, bingo, instantly the generator starts. Champion Generators, many pretenders, and only one real thing. Champion. What a great name, isn't that? Huh? Think about it. That's a powerful name for something that works. It is powerful. Champion is American-based, locations all across the country, dealer network. So if you want to find the dealer near you, championpowerequipment.com. All right, let's get to some of the techie stories here. I saw a review, Victoria, of the jobs that will be out first. Robots taking jobs. We were just talking, for those of you who may be joining us, about what people in some of the cities and communities around the country are making. And certainly it's not the case unless it's a large city that has kind of a weird infrastructure. But the fact that people are making this kind of money, and especially middle management jobs, the number one, according to the research that I've seen, the number one job that's in jeopardy from being taken over by a robot is a mid-level job where your special and unique knowledge of a particular industry is applied to a casual relationship between numbers and the public. In other words, if you're spending all your time in front of an Excel spreadsheet, you'll be the first out the door, according to this. And people who are selling commodities online, the people who sell supplies, let's say, for Staples or that kind of a company, you call and say, can I order this, that, or the other thing? Look at all the companies that have gone, even though they're frustrating and horrible, the companies that have gone to these phone systems, hit one for this and two. I was trying to find somebody. Who the heck was it? I had a problem on Friday. I was trying to find somebody to talk to, and it took forever because they have these automated robotic things. Well, let me see. You can call the airlines. Same thing. Those used to be people that did that. They don't have people doing that stuff anymore. Right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, somebody suggested announcers would be robotic at some point in time.
Well, they already are in some cases.
Yeah, well, the telephone stuff is what we're talking about. Yeah. Accountants, bookkeepers, that kind of stuff. All right. The largest dark market. This is called the dark net, right? Isn't that what this
is? It is, yeah.
It's about the dark net. This is something that will amaze you when you hear what goes on in the dark net if you didn't know and what's been stopped, Victoria.
Yep, the Justice Department said the Internet's largest dark market has been officially shut down. Alpha Bay is the name of it. It was billed as an anonymous way for buyers and sellers to interact on all sorts of illegal exchanges, and it's really crazy. 250,000 listings for illegal drugs, toxic chemicals, guns, false IDs, malware, counterfeit goods. Every horrible sex trade, prostitution, every horrible thing you can imagine exists on the dark web. And so this has been, this is kind of a big coup for the Justice Department. They've been working, the FBI, together with the Drug Enforcement Administration, as well as European law enforcement agencies, in Canada, Thailand, the Netherlands, Lithuania, France, and the UK. We've all been working together to shut down Alpha Bay. Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, said the dark net is not a place to hide. We will use every tool we have to stop criminals from exploiting vulnerable people and sending so many Americans to an early grave. It is
really?
That serious.
Is
yeah.
it?
It really is. Yep.
Any of them connected?
Especially the sex trade. It's horrible.
Yeah. Well, there was a truck found in, I think it was Southern California, with eight bodies on it this weekend.
Yeah.
Come across the border from Mexico. You know, these Mexican truckers can just drive into America anymore. I bought a mowing machine at a dealership in Kansas, and the guy actually is at the farm right now. A Mexican truck driver, Mexican truck company, came in. The Canadians have been doing it for a long, long, long time. Now the Mexicans are doing the same thing. Send truckers in, pick up the goods, and he was $800 less than the next guy.
Wow.
Ship it. This is the kind of thing, and you can, I'm not saying that's on the dark web,
right.
But there's a lot of that stuff going on, the trafficking, and there's no question asked anymore about where you come from. Just hello. And maybe that's one of the reasons there ought to be, I don't know if the wall would stop that stuff, but that has not to do with technology. It's just an observation that I made in connection with Victoria and her genius.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.